What's up, you crazy bastards? Welcome to another episode of E-Crime Bites. This is where I research the court documentation and then roast the criminals so you don't have to.
Hey, where did you get this picture of me?
Hold on a second there, Christopher. I will tell you exactly where I found this picture in about 2 minutes. I had to dig real deep for this one, I tell you. But first, please, tell us about yourself and let's get the listeners familiar with who you are and what they're about to hear.
Well, what can I say? I'm a dad of 13 kids. I live with my wife and my mother and my father in this house. You see this house here? Yeah, I'm really proud of this house. I've also worked at Microsoft for the last 7 years as a security architect, but I've been into computers at least 23 or more years. Yeah, I'm really proud of this house. This is in Cedar City, Utah. And I don't know if you can tell the size from this picture, but it's a pretty large house. This is a 7-bedroom house with approximately 5,800 square feet. And we are on 20 acres of property. Check out this zoom out. If you look at Google and zoom out, check this out. We don't have neighbors anywhere. See how far these neighbors are? They're way far away from us.
I don't understand, Chris. Why are you so excited about how far away your neighbors are?
Well, I tell you, if you're a dad to 13 kids, you need to be able to scream into the void and just have nobody hear you. And you can't do it anywhere else but a place like this where you have 20 acres of land and you can't even see your neighbors.
All right, fair enough, Chris. Tell us a little more about your family.
We're a very religious family. My kids, they study religion 2 hours a day. I get them up and they start at 6 a.m. Also, it gets worse. They don't have any phones. Can you imagine 13 kids without phones? I can't escape those little fuckers, ever.
That's crazy, Chris. I have 3 kids and I can barely handle it. I don't know how you do it with 13. So what do you guys do for fun?
Come on, my man. Look around. I've got 13 kids. What do you think I do for fun? You know what I'm saying?
Damn it, Chris. I didn't even think of that. But continue.
Also, we like to spend time in our RV. You gotta have a lot of RVs when you have a lot of kids. But we took one of these RVs and we went out east to the East Coast. And we met a couple out there.
A couple, Chris? That sounds kind of odd.
It's about as weird as it sounds. It was through the church. Anyway, we found out that their family, they needed some kind of help. So we did a lot of praying for them. A lot of praying. But at the end of the day, they said, hey, would you take our kids from us? And it was 5 kids, Keith. 5 kids. If you have that to my 13, we're talking to 18 kids now. You could play whole sports with just my kids. I have that many kids. And you may wonder why I'm crazy by the end of this. Remember, I have 18 kids.
That's crazy, Chris. So you adopted these kids, you're saying, right?
Ha ha ha. Not at all. We just took them, and the parents signed a form that says that we could take them to the doctor and give them schooling. It was a really fishy situation. So much so that DCS at one point started to investigate us, so we had to adopt them at the end of the day because they were asking a lot of questions.
I imagine they would, Chris, because that sounded pretty damn fishy. Well, anyways, let me tell you about how I found this picture with you and a knife, Chris. You have a YouTube channel, and it's public, so I watched your videos. And there's this one video here. Let me give you a screen capture. Can you explain what's going on in this video, Chris, to our listeners?
Ha 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 ha. You're never gonna believe this. Okay, well, now that I look at it, this picture doesn't have a lot of context. It's just me and my family and a knife. Can you go to the next picture, please? Okay, there we go. You see this child in the seat there?
Yeah, Chris, I do. Oh, please, where's this going?
I bet you wouldn't believe that I have this knife because I'm gonna cut this child.
Oh, Chris, that's rough, man. That's rough.
Yeah, now go to the next slide. You see this one? That's actually the child's blood. I kid you not, that's the child's blood. Nah, I'm just kidding. This is just a gender reveal party. And that cake was, well, on the inside it had pink frosting, and when I cut it, it let everybody know that I was going to have a daughter. Pretty nifty, huh?
Chris, that sounds horrible. Thank you for not inviting me. Damn it, Chris, I didn't see that one coming. All right, so that's obviously not the murder. Where is the crime, Chris? Tell us where the crime is.
Well, to get to the crime, I got to tell you what happens next. And on October 27th, 2021, I got up real early, like I usually do, to get all my kids up to study Bible. And about 6:48 a.m., a bunch of lights all over my house. I lit up like a goddamn Christmas tree. I didn't know what the hell was happening. I stubbed my toe and everything. I came down the stairs, and there was an FBI agent at the front door. This guy.
Hi. I'm your obligatory grizzled FBI agent. I'm carrying his binoculars and his gun for my and your protection.
Wait, hold up. Why do you have a pistol out at me?
Dude, you are talking to me with a knife out, okay?
Okay, touche.
So at this point, Chris's family stays inside, but he decides he wants to come out and talk to us. And there's giant black SUV. So we go out there and we interview him. He's under no obligation to actually talk to us, but this guy, he just can't shut up. Let's get in this big SUV together, interrogate Christopher Pence, and see how this goes. Christopher Pence, it's nice to finally meet you. I want you to know we are treating your family well. Look at these pictures. The first one here, it's almost like we are sitting and having breakfast with you. This second one, Jesus. How many kids do you have, man?
A lot!
Now you and I, we don't have to talk.
I want to talk. I can't shut the hell up.
All right, in real life, this conversation happened over 5 hours. There was a lot of small talk that we're just going to go ahead and skip right over now. Is that all right with you, Christopher?
Yeah, man, that's fine with me. Hey, has anybody ever told you that you look like a weird combination of George Bush Jr. and Liam Neeson's baby?
Listen, don't make me shoot you.
Yes, okay. I'm scared shitless. I want to talk. I can never shut up.
Okay, here we go. Why don't you start by telling me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've worked at Microsoft for the past 7 years, doing security architect work, but I've been in computers for over 20 years, so I know my way around computers.
Hopefully you know more about that than you do birth control. Tell me this, Chris. Have you ever been to the dark web?
No, not at all. What is the dark web? How do you get on there? I don't know anything about that.
Come on, Christopher. We're all adults here. You have 12 kids. You adopted 5 more. I know you're working in that department downstairs. Answer me this. Do you ever go on the internet and watch some porn?
Oh, no. Not at all. Never. I never watch any porn. Okay, you caught me. Yeah, I might watch a little bit of porn, but I'm really, really embarrassed about it, okay?
Ha ha, I bet you do. With all those kids running around, you probably don't have time for anything else, do you? Ha ha ha. Listen, Christopher, I'm going to be honest with you right now. Other than just being in the interrogation transcript, there was really no reason for me to ask you about surfing porn on the internet. But it's pretty interesting that you're embarrassed about it, considering what we find out about you later. So, Christopher, why don't you tell me a little bit more about these biological parents of the kids you adopted? Do you have a good relationship with them?
Yeah, it's great. Like I said, we took their kids for them. Yeah. Okay, I can't really lie. It's not that great. We're supposed to visit them twice a year, and there's kind of problems with that, and we can't visit them around our house because our kids don't want to see them around our house, but they want to be around our house. It's just incredibly awkward. But hey, we got a great relationship.
Damn it, Christopher. I'm a trained investigator. Tell me, and tell me now, why you took these kids and how your relationship is with the biological parents.
Well, the mother told us that the father had, quote-unquote, sexual tendencies. I know, sounded like horse shit to me too, but hey, we got 5 free kids, so we took them. At some point, those parents, they still wanted to be parents, but they wanted us to take care of their kids for them. They wanted to come move in with us. The problem is they would also want to spend time alone with the kids, and they would talk bad about us to the kids.
Wow, Christopher, this does sound terrible, and like a lot of horseshit. Does this mean you want them dead, though?
No. Oh, God, no. Never. I would never want them dead. I would never want anybody dead.
Okay, Christopher. I just have one simple question for you before I tell you some stuff. What's the password to your computers up there where all the agents are going through so we can get in and see your data?
Seriously? Okay. It's in the beginning, comma, God, exclamation point.
Jesus, Chris, you're really into your religion, aren't you? Well, this is going to be ironic, knowing what I'm about to tell you. Are you ready for this, Chris?
Please don't hurt me.
All right, Chris, I'm going to tell you some stuff, and I don't want you to say anything until I'm done, okay? For once, shut the hell up. What we know so far is that some person on the dark web wanted these biological parents killed. We also know the payment was supposed to be $16,000. Christopher, we found that payment. We found that payment. We traced it back to a Coinbase account. Now, Christopher, if I had to ask you, who do you think this Coinbase account belongs to? Who would you tell me?
I don't know. What the hell is Coinbase?
Don't play dumb, Chris. You know this is the service you use to pay Bitcoin to a website to put out a hit on these biological parents. See, what you don't know, Chris, is we took over this murder-for-hire site. That admin, he rolled over on fucking everybody. What do you think about that, Chris?
Aw, oh, God damn it, no.
Oh, that's not all, Chris. We traced the IP address that accessed your Coinbase account to your home IP address. Bet you that's just a coincidence too, isn't it, Christopher? Yeah, we also talked to the admin who gave us pictures of the biological parents that you wanted killed. And when you talked to the admin, you said, these are the people that I wanted killed. Now, the weird thing about these pictures, Christopher, is they're not public pictures. These are not pictures you can get out there on the internet off of social media or anything else. You could only get these pictures from your baby's baby books. So we know this is you. We know it's you, Christopher.
Oh, so you match the pictures to my adopted baby's baby books. Oh no, what do I do now? Do I need a lawyer?
You can have one if you want one. Like I told you earlier, you're under no obligation to talk to anybody. But I prefer that you just be an idiot and not shut up and tell me everything you know about this situation.
That sounds good. I apologize for lying to you. Listen, I booted Tails, which is an operating system, from a USB stick, and I'll put a picture of that on the screen right now for those crazy bastards watching. Now, when I was on the darknet using this USB stick, I talked to another user on a website, and I submitted a hit against these biological parents for about $16,000 around June or July of 2021. I forget. I mean, I submit so many hits out there, I really do forget what the time is of the different hits that I submit. Now, I guess where I went wrong is I used the same Coinbase account that I was going to invest in Bitcoin with. Yeah, I know. That was dumb mixing those. Well, anyway, nobody ever contacted me from the Murder for Hire site. I paid $16,000, heard nothing. But to be fair, I did change my mind. I canceled the next morning, and then I placed the order again. And then I also tried to reach out to a hitman directly on the site. But, you know, in the end, I knew you guys would probably be coming after me, so I ended up using the Tails secure wipe feature when I was all done. So there's no evidence left on any of my machines other than me just confessing all this to you now. Listen, don't think bad of me, okay? I did this all for the children. All for the children.
You sure sound like a literal angel, Christopher. Now listen, I have one more question for you before we haul you off to prison. We talked about this once before. I hope you bought a hat and you're holding on and you're sitting down. Listen, we were up in your office and we found, well, these things. Could you explain these to us?
Holy shit, is that a rubberized ratchet?
Oh my God, you found those. Yeah, those are mine. my wife, mine and my wife. I use them for self-pleasure or with my wife. We bought them together.
Okay, Christopher, I'll make a note it's for you and your wife. Now you know, again, this has nothing to do with what we're actually busting you for, but it is pretty interesting that we talked about them so much in the interrogation transcript, right? Now listen, you just admitted to a whole bunch of shit that we can't just let you go free for, okay? So you do realize we're handcuffing you and taking you to prison at this point. I'm gonna give you one chance now, just because, you know, we're amongst friends and you just made my job really, really easy by confessing to everything. And I'm gonna give you a chance to talk to your wife. Would you like to take that chance, Chris?
Oh, God, no. She'll kill me. I don't even know how to explain this to her. Please just take me straight to prison. Just right now, straight to prison.
I get it, Chris. I get it. If you watch the last two episodes, Christopher, you've seen my wife pop up. I'm terrified of that woman. I get it. I would go straight to prison, too.
Well, that's the end of my involvement here. I'm going to turn this back over to Dr. Keith, and he's going to talk about what happened in court next.
Hey, Christopher, I was looking through the court documentation, and I see the FBI performed surveillance of your house by flying a plane over and taking pictures. Check these pictures out. Here's a close-up of your compound. Look at all the RVs and all the cars you got. Man. And see, they back up here. You can definitely tell this is part of a helicopter with all the markings and stuff around the image here. And then if you back up all the way out, look how far you are out there in the middle of nowhere, Chris. Just out there in the middle of the desert. No wonder why you live out there, so you can scream into the void.
Oh, God. Oh, no. That was the one day I didn't wear my tinfoil hat.
I know. Crazy, right? Chris, I don't know how you're going to get out of this one. They had an indictment on November 9th, 2021. It had a single count in it, and it was use of interstate commerce in connection for murder for hire, which is exactly the story that I explained to everybody here. So how do you minimize that damage of that confession that you gave to the FBI, Chris?
I have no idea. First of all, I think I just need all that shit thrown out. See, my lawyers are going to argue that I was interrogated like Osama bin Laden. They had their guns drawn, and they threatened to shoot me several times. So my lawyers, they put together a huge motion. It was this thing, I don't even know what it's called. It's like motion for omnibus relief or something like that. December 20th of 2022. I really thought this was my Hail Mary. I thought this is what was going to get me out of jail, Keith. But the judge came back on October 18th, 2023, and they said, denied.
That sounds horrible, Chris. But to be fair, you did try to have your adopted kid's biological parents killed. So there is that. So what did you do at this point?
What else could I do? On December 6, 2023, I just pled guilty. I didn't have any other choice. And then the judge came back on April 16th of 2024, and they said, Christopher, you're sentenced to 7 years.
Oh, wow, Chris, that's tough. Hey, Chris, I got just one more question for you before we wrap this up. Do you think they have sex toys in prison?
Ha, ha, ha. Man, I couldn't see that one coming. All right, you crazy bastards out there, please like and subscribe. And if you know of someone that would like a podcast like this, a fun animated podcast like this, please share it with them. And please let us know what you think of the new format in the comments. This is a lot of fun to put together, and we hope it's a lot of fun to watch, too. And with that, we hope to see you on our next episode, which will be another crazy bonkers case just like this. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, all. See you next time.